Good afternoon, we're with Jillis.
Hey, what's happening, buddy?
Not much, what's going on?
I saw Schwarber in the Field of Dreams game launch one.
Two.
Well, oh, was it two?
Yeah.
Nice, man. How cool is that?
Yeah. Yeah, you had two and Marsh had one.
Damn. Love those Field of Dream games. They're just cool.
Yeah, they're fun.
Yeah. I see a lot of...
They're behind the paywall.
Yeah. Well, Netflix is getting their hands in anything they can.
Everyone's got the money.
Yep. Well, now with football season coming up, you got to have NFL Sunday Ticket, Amazon Prime, Netflix, NBC's app.
So you don't actually need Amazon Prime.
Well, for Thursday night
games? For free on Twitch.
The Thursday night games?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I got Amazon. Of all of those things, Amazon Prime is the only one...
That you actually haven't used.
Yeah, that I have for... That I would specifically have regardless.
Yeah.
You know, I don't... I mean, the NBC app, I think, for, like, what? One or two Saturday games or something, like... Don't care. The Netflix, I think, is for, like the Christmas Day games or something. Again, don't care. and I don't do Sunday Ticket anyway, but...
if it's not, I'll just sail the high seas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, football's not that important to me. It's background noise, you know what I mean?
I mean,
all sports are at this point in my life.
Yes,
but, yeah.
Agreed. I know, like, do I like baseball? Yeah. Do I watch baseball? Yeah. But I'm not like, oh, man, the Yankees are playing at 7 tonight. I can't wait until, you know, no.
Yeah. I can't do this super fun thing because I got to watch the Yankees.
Yeah, like, no.
Yeah.
No. No, there was absolutely a time in my life where, yeah, I mean, maybe not a regular season game, but certainly playoffs.
Well, I mean, playoffs are different. I would probably still do the same thing for playoffs now.
Yeah, I think it would depend on the activity.
You think if the Yankees were in Game 7 of the ALCS, you would turn it down?
No, I'm not saying I would turn it down. I'm just saying if the activity presented was, in fact, better. Now, again, that leverage... What you just mentioned is a high bar. It would have to be a very, very good event. But it's not like when I was younger, there probably would be zero event that could be better than Game 7 of, you know, of a series.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think I would agree with that.
Yeah, I think, you know, and you know, tinfoil hat comes on here now when I start, you know, looking at sports of all the betting and, you know, is the fixed.
So it's not
in
a tinfoil hat for
like
me. It's fact. That
it's fixed?
No, it's not that it's fixed, right? I mean, it is. But it's fixed, but not in the way that people are thinking. I think there's a real problem of players and referees/umpires betting on the game.
Yeah.
Which then affects the outcome.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it is fixed.
Yes.
But not in a grand conspiracy way. I think it's in an addiction way.
I could agree with that.
Yeah.
At the very least, I could agree with that. If it goes even further, I wouldn't be surprised.
So the only reason I don't think it goes further is because it's too difficult to get that many people to get on the same page.
Yeah.
You know, especially when dudes are out there, like take football for example. If it was fixed, I don't think dudes are doing it through CTE. I don't think they're risking CTE to play on a fixed product.
Yeah. It's a good way to look at it.
Yeah. You know, like, think about it. Hey, man, you're going to be a movie star, but you can only do it for 5 years, and you're going to be dead by 40.
Yeah, most people would probably, I would think, most people would turn that down.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
You would think.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's some crazy people out there, too, so, you know. thought. Yeah, at the very least, what you said about, you know, individual players betting and then by in turn, or even like you said, referees, umpires, you know, that also can definitely affect an outcome. And even throw it one step further, I wouldn't put it past a commissioner to tell umpires, referees, hey, we want this team to win. If you can just throw some calls in their favor. This is a better marketing team. We want to push this team. We want to push this storyline. We want, you know, insert whatever they want to push.
So I would say it wouldn't surprise me if they said it without the second part for plausible deniability. Hey, referees union, we're really hoping the whoever wins this game.
Yeah, okay. I mean, however you want to phrase it, but right? Like, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't put it past Roger Goodell to be like, hey, we really love, we want, you know, Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce. We really want them Chiefs. We want them to be winning.
Yeah.
Man, it'd be really something if they just, you know, they won a lot of games this year. Ha, ha, ha. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Read between the lines.
Yeah, but I mean, just as an overall, I think, like, to have a huge grand conspiracy where it's 100% fixed.
No, no, and I don't think that. I think at the end of the day, that would probably
be
damn
hard.
Near impossible.
Yeah,
but too many moving parts.
Individual or circumstances.
Yes.
You know, and it wouldn't
somebody gets injured.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
You know, but I certainly question, you know, the validity of some of these calls or
that
multiple calls in games.
If we underestimate, as a people, as a whole, myself included, underestimate how difficult it is to make some of these decisions in real time.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's easy. It's easy for us to, you know,
to make the call
from an armchair type deal.
Yeah, frame by frame.
Yeah. Yep, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Yep,
and I think that's where a lot of the controversy comes from too, is because we are taking it frame by frame versus looking at it at real time in the moment. Because even looking at something on a replay is a biased call because you know that there's something there to look for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah. Versus doing it from 20 yards away behind the play. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Right.
So I think it's a lot of that, but I do think that there's a gambling problem.
Definitely a gambling problem.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why Michael Jordan walked away for 3 years.
Yeah. I also don't think he stopped it.
No, he didn't, but they had to – I think the NBA literally told him, hey, we can't protect you anymore.
Walk away over,
yes, or this is going public.
Yeah.
We can't protect you anymore. Yeah. You have to go away for a couple years.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Let it kind of, you know – you know.
Either tarnish your legacy or walk away.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
That ultimatum. Mm-hmm. Yep. I think that ultimatum was given to him, and I think tarnish the legacy. It's kind of like what you were saying before. If you wanted to get under Ohtani's skin, you know,
yeah.
Don't tell him he sucks because he knows he's good.
Yeah, everyone knows he's good.
Everybody knows he's good, but be like, yo, you dishonor the game.
Yeah.
You dishonor it. So, other than that, man, my last day. This is it.
Yeah.
This is it.
Gonna go hang out on the boat.
That's it. That's my career now.
there are worse things you could be doing.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Wear that sunscreen.
Wear that sunscreen, yeah. I try not to. I try to just naturally stay out of get out of the sun for... I'm not baking in the sun with no shirt on, no hat on, no sunglasses on for 8 hours. You know, I have UV shirts, I have hats, I have sunglasses.
Oh, I mean, that's essentially the same thing as wearing sunscreen.
Yeah, I just try not to put all the chemicals and stuff on me, you know.
That's all chemicals, bro.
Yeah, well.
It's all chemicals. Which ones are going to kill you and which ones are going to keep you alive?
Well, maybe they all kill me someday.
No, there's slab and mercury on yourself. You're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm joking with you, but that is the truth. I mean, it's all chemicals. Literally everything is chemicals.
One way or the other.
I mean, it's not even just one way or the other. It's just, it is. It's all chemicals. Everything has a chemical makeup. Right? It's just like how the big thing is and was GMO, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Literally everything is GMO. Literally everything. If it wasn't for GMO, we wouldn't have food. You know why oranges are orange? Because they made them orange, because people prefer to eat that color.
Yeah, actually, like, our carrots are orange for that reason. There are things that we have...
The dog is a GMO.
That we have altered the DNA, the molecules, you know, at a cellular level for an appearance sake, or even in some cases, like our bananas. Bananas now, how sweet they are.
So you know why banana candy doesn't taste like bananas?
Banana candy?
Yeah, you ever had banana candy, and you're like, okay, it's banana candy, but it doesn't taste like a banana?
No, I don't know if I've ever even had banana candy.
Oh, really? Well, the reason is it does taste a bit like a banana, but the strain they use to make the flavor is extinct.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes
sense. There's a plague that hit the bananas.
Really?
Yeah. And it wiped them out.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, one of my favorite things to do is when people light a Cheeto on fire and be like, what are you doing? Why are you putting this in your body? And I'm like, dude, that's literally calories. That's what that is. Did you not take high school chemistry class where you lit fucking peanuts on fire?
I did not, actually.
Really? You never did that?
I never took chemistry.
Oh. We did that shit in...
I never took chemistry, so... In fact, I did not light anything on fire in that sense.
So that's we did it in high school chemistry, and everyone was like, what the fuck, why is it on fire? And the teacher was like, that's calories. That's the energy you're burning. That's why it's on fire. And we were like, oh, okay. And then people were like doing it to Cheetos and being like, how could you put this in your body? It lights on fire. And like literally everything. That's what it does.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, lighting it on fire doesn't mean that it's bad for you. Cheetos are not good for you, but lighting it on fire proves nothing.
Yeah, because they do that with Oreos, too, and they're like, see? See?
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah.
It proves nothing.
I was like, okay, so what?
It's got fat in there.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
You just proved that it's food. Thank you.
Speaking of...
Now I'm going to go eat some Oreos.
I was going to say, there you go.
You ever eat too many Oreos and scare yourself the next day?
Scare myself? Oh, no. Nope, never have. Never have.
Yeah,
nope.
You've never eaten an entire thing of Oreos in one sitting?
Nope.
Oh, you're missing out. Have you
moderation, my friend.
Dude, I agree with
you. Moderation.
But it's like, so it was, what's his name? Wolverine. Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
Was saying that he was talking to The Rock about diet in order to get really fucking ripped to be Wolverine in the later movies.
Yeah.
And he was like, when I was doing it, I'd send him all my meals and stuff. He'd be like, good, 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 good. And then I sent him a meal of my, a picture of my cheat meal, and he was like, that's not a cheat meal. And then he sent me a picture of his, and he was like, this is a cheat meal. And it was like four pizzas and three cakes and 17 donuts. Like, that's your cheat meal, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's freaking The Rock, who's 250.
Yeah, yourself a package of Oreos on a cheat day.
Yeah.
Go eat yourself a package of Oreos on your cheat day. That's your next homework assignment.
Go buy me some peanut butter Oreos. I'm a sucker for peanut butter. I'd go with the peanut butter Oreos. Yummy. Yeah.
Yeah, you ever drink too much Code Red and turn your shit red? That's scary, too.
Nope, never did that. But I was never a big Code Red fan. I was a big Mountain Dew fan, but
I was for about a week, and then I shit red.
And you're like, all right, I'm done. I'm not doing that again.
Not doing that myself anymore.
Yeah, I was a big Mountain Dew fan. I did like Mountain Dew. I drank a lot of Mountain Dew when I was in high school and whatnot, but... I was an OG guy. I didn't care for even like Baja Blast. People are like, oh, I want to go to Taco Bell. And it's like, you want Taco Bell? They're like, yeah, but only for the Baja Blast. I'm like, it's really weird, man. Just go get Mountain Dew at the store.
I mean, it's a slushy.
Yeah, and I was never a slushy fan.
Yeah, I mean.
Like people.
I'm not going to Taco Bell. If I'm going to Taco Bell, it's for the Taco Bell 12 pack because at one point it was $12 for 12 tacos.
Dude, look at what they've taken from us.
I know, right?
I remember going to the Big Mac was on the value menu. You'd be able to go and get, like, I remember
the
being able to go, no, the value menu. In my town, I could get two Big Macs for $5 on Mondays.
Oh, yeah? You used to be able to get a double cheeseburger for $1.
Yes.
The dollar menu.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's how we survived in college because we only had $15 a day for meal money.
Dude, original LAN parties, we'd all get into somebody's car, whoever had a car at the time. We'd go to a McDonald's.
Order off the dollar menu.
And, yeah, I'd order 10 McChickens for $10.
Yeah.
Like,
you know what the best part is? In Pennsylvania, there's no tax on food.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Food clothes, no tax.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, so it was $10.
Wow.
Yeah. It's great.
Now I'm hungry, man.
I'm eating some General Tso's. They gave me a lot today, though.
Yeah?
Yeah. I got the lunch special. They gave me, like, the full serving.
The last time I ordered sushi down here, they jipped me on, like, everything. And I was like, I was like, you guys are, like, not for nothing.
You're in the wrong place for sushi, though, to be honest.
Yeah, but, I mean, I love sushi.
No, I hear you. I'm not making fun of you for getting sushi. I'm just saying it's the wrong place for getting sushi.
Yeah.
Get yourself some fried plantain.
Ooh, that's one of my favorites.
Yeah, you're in the right
one
place
of
for
my,
that.
One of my favorites. That and Churrasco steak with some yellow rice and beans. Oh,
you're in the right place for that, man.
Bro.
You ever had my funga? I have.
Actually, I think the first time I had that was either in Puerto Rico or Jamaica.
Puerto Rico, I think.
Yeah, I had it in Puerto Rico. It was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're in the right place for all of that.
Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, very limited in good quality variations of different food that you would, that being in a bigger city, especially up in the Northeast, being outside of Philly or Rochester. No, I can't really get good Asian down here. I can't really get good Italian down here.
So that's a Northeast thing. This is not a big city thing. Right. The fact that you can, you have a choice between pizza and Chinese.
Yeah.
Or whatever, sandwiches.
Yeah.
That is a Northeast thing. You go someplace else in the country, they don't do one of the, no matter where you are, one of those things they do not do well.
Oh.
Yeah.
I guess, I mean, because realistically, the only other place I lived was Hawaii, which...
Yeah, and they're going to have good Chinese food.
They had good Chinese food. They even had... Yeah, their pizza, there was a couple places, mom and pop places. Not a lot. Not a lot.
The Northeast, you can go in literally any pizza shop and you'll be okay.
Yeah. Yes, very true.
Yeah.
Very true.
Sandwiches, I mean, to be honest, the failure is usually pizza and sandwiches.
Yeah.
But there are some places where you just can't get Chinese food.
Oh, and a lot of it is, it's because people don't know how to make good bread, good rolls, good crust.
Well, it's the water.
It's what they say.
It is.
Yeah, you really believe that?
Yeah. Otherwise, you would have bread elsewhere, because how many the people that I know that have moved out and then, like, started a restaurant where it's, like, decently does well with sandwiches
mm-hmm.
and stuff, they get
yeah.
their bread imported from the Northeast. It's that's what it is.
Yeah, if that's the case and they're not importing it, I mean, then,
mm-hmm.
then yeah, you're not going to get it. I went to a pizza joint, a pub, actually. They're down here. It's called No Name Pub. And everybody raves about their pizza. Their pizza,
yeah.
their pizza, their pizza.
Was it ass?
Bro, it was frickin' frozen pre-made crust.
Yeah.
I'm like, how can you rave about this?
Yeah.
Like, this is what you guys think is good?
Well, growing up, you ever, like, as much as I can enjoy some Domino's, you ever wonder, like, why the fuck do people get Domino's over other pizza places? It's because that is the best option. Domino's, Pizza Hut, Little Caesars, it's because that is the best option.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind Domino's.
You don't mind it, but you wouldn't call it good pizza.
No, definitely no. No, I call it a great price point.
Yeah.
You know, for $6 or $7,
when
where are you going?
When I was in Indiana, man, that
yeah.
was the good pizza.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not good pizza. It's great pizza for the money.
Yeah, man. It's great when you want some Domino's.
It's great. If I don't want to spend a lot of money, I want to be a cheap bastard.
And eat a lot. But it's not
yes.
cheap anymore, dude.
Yes.
It's like the dude from Chipotle is gross. Right? But even the CEO of Chipotle was like, we've outpriced our target market. Like, well, you should do something about that then.
Yeah, basically. Well, and the other thing, too, is, you know, with Chipotle in particular, it's what you just mentioned before where, you know, oh, they really hooked me up. They gave me, like, you know, a bigger portion, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got a lot of fluctuality with different people serving you. So... you go in there and I get a burrito
yeah,
bowl
they don't
or something.
Wash our lettuce, dude. So you're just gonna get food poisoning.
Oh, you know, I'm just from a portion standpoint. You want to charge
yeah.
me more money, and then I might go in there and they might be stingy with the amount of chicken
yep.
they give me.
Yep.
Like now I'm getting now I'm pissed.
Order the double and get a single.
Yeah, like come on, man. I get it. You want to charge me extra for guac? Fine. But I should know. I'm getting at least X amount of ounces, X amount of grams of chicken per
mm-hmm.
burrito.
Yeah.
You know, if you got to weigh it in front of me, fine.
I'm with you.
But, all right, man. Well, I'm going to go grab some food because now I'm starving.
Sounds good.
I'll shoot you a text, man.
Yeah, man. Keep it tough.
Yeah, likewise.
Yep.
Likewise, always text me if I shoot the shit or whatever.
I'll send you stupid shit that you don't want to see.
Well, I would say keep it PG, but now nobody's recording or listening to our phone calls. So.
And regardless, I wouldn't keep it PG anyway.
You never did. Why stop now?
Yeah. Did they ask you who should take over all of your accounts? I guess that's not stupid. Listen to too many of our phone calls and be like, who can handle that?
Yeah. If I could have split it between, because obviously you're not going to be able to give all accounts to one person.
Yeah.
Because the people you're giving it to have their own book of business.
Mm-hmm.
So it would just be, it'd be an epic fail.
Mm-hmm.
But if I could split it between three people, I'd give a third of my accounts to Adrian, I'd give a
mm-hmm.
third of my accounts to Tom, and I'd give a third of my accounts to Scott.
Yeah.
And the reason I say that is because...
I think Scott's the one that got real frisky with me like 2 weeks ago.
Maybe. But Scott and... Well, Tom is probably the most like me on the phone.
Yeah.
Definitely Tom is the most like me. Adrian is... For, you know, those jewelers that, you know, kind of prefer a woman. You know?
Yeah.
Let's face it. There's those guys out there. And
yeah.
But she's also one of the guys, too, where, like, somebody like you that will, you know, have that sense of humor, she can roll with those punches flawlessly.
Yeah.
And then Scott is just a guy that if you give him an order, you give him a challenge, he's like a dog with a bone. Like 120%, and he's just going to go above and beyond. So it's like between those three, it's like, man, I'd be fine. You know,
yeah.
I'd feel very confident with my accounts. Unfortunately, they like only allow me to give like two or three accounts to each rep.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I don't know some of these new reps. They don't know me.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that we don't know.
So, you know, but whatever, it's like I was talking to a jeweler of mine in Ohio, and he's like 70. He's going to retire in a couple of years. He's like, who am I getting now? And I was like, and he goes, never mind, it doesn't matter. He goes, if I need something, I'll call. And I was like, you know, whatever. He was just, you know, he wasn't being a dick. He was just, you know, he goes, I'm like, well, if you run into any issues with your new rep, you know, you have myself. He goes, that's their problem, Cameron. You go do you, brother. And I'm like, okay. He goes,
yeah,
if they can't figure it out on their own, they can't figure it out on their own. It's no longer your issue. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, the only reason I'm going to text you about it is if it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, after 17 years... I have plenty of accounts that I've talked to pretty much on a daily basis, so it's going to be a little weird not talking to a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, that I'm so used to talking to all the time, so.
Go do your thing, man.
Yeah, dude.
Enjoy life.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'll talk to you.
Talk to you.
Later.